We're now joined by the head coach of the Mercer Lady Cardinals, Andrew Smith. Had a chance to watch and do a little PA work for Mercer and Stanbury on Saturday. Stanbury's pressure got to Mercer, especially in the first half. Mercer kind of steadied themselves a little bit third and fourth quarters, talking about it with Coach a little bit off the air. But Stanbury, pretty good. The two-time defending champions, western side of the GRC, with a 65-48 victory. Coach, we were talking about that game a little bit, and you know, at the end of the day, you want to win when you hit the floor, but there are games that you can lose and get better in the long run. Do you feel like Saturday was one of those opportunities for the girls?
Saturday was a classic example of us losing the ball game, but getting better from the game and what Stanbury did to us. They did a great job of pressuring us the entire ball game, and which forced us into mistakes. I thought we did a decent job for some of it, handling the pressure and breaking it and turning it into points and forcing them to play some half-court defense. But for the most part, we just got to get better at taking care of the ball and get better at starting the game faster. We just start the games too slow. If we take away the first quarter of our ball games, we're in much better shape. But we just got to figure ourselves out in the first quarter.
When it comes to Stanbury, to me, the cog to their engine is obviously Lily Osborne, but I also think, you know, Maddie Sager inside, she plays hard and she plays quick, and she's tough to stop in there. Was one more difficult to handle than the other in your mind, Coach?
I would say Lily Osborne, just because we tend to have trouble guarding quicker guards, and that's something that Lily is. She's a very good point guard. She can shoot three, and she does a lot of things very well, and she is the engine for them. So I would say that's kind of where our weakness is right now, is just kind of containing and losing track of where their shooters are.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is, and this is where you get better from playing a team of Stanbury's caliber, because they play faster, especially with their press, than most teams that you see in the HDC. So when you play somebody faster, when you see somebody that tries to pressure and they're not quite as quick, you should be able to handle a little bit better.
Right. Oh, absolutely. And that's something that we had to adjust. The speed was speed of the game was a little faster than what our girls was used to, but it wasn't ridiculously fast, because we've faced some decently fast teams with Penny and Princeton and some other teams. But Stanbury, they're excellent at what they do. And one thing I just want to commend our girls is that they did do a great job of battling them back into the ball game. I think we were down at one point by 16 or 17, and then we made it a six-point ball game going into the fourth quarter. Then we just kind of ran out of steam at the end. But we just got to find a way to continue to get better and eliminate the first quarter lulls.
Yeah, the things offensively that you look for, defense to offense, I think there are about three or four baskets that Tori got where she'd get a steal and then get a layup on the other end. And I thought Aubrey shot the ball well for you, Coach. Offensively, it wasn't I thought it was a pretty good performance by your group, especially in some of the half-court sets.
Oh, when we got in the half-court set, we were fine. It's just we just got in a rhythm of just rushing ourselves. If we just quit rushing ourselves and run our offense and just believe in ourselves, and we'll be absolutely fine. It's just we just got to continue to take steps and running our offense all the way through and looking for those backdoor cutters and the kick-out threes and the layups opportunities when they present themselves. We just kind of get in too big of a rush and just want to rely on the three too much. But we're a much better ball team when we drive to the basket first, and then we look for our kick-out threes.
It is fun for me to see a team, though, and even though you didn't get the victory against Stanbury, where the group is right now, and obviously you've added some pieces in that freshman class, you know, Tori Meineke at the head of that list, that have been helpful. But even, I mentioned Aubrey and Isabel Holt, who I thought had some good moments on Saturday. Your team from where they were a year ago, Coach, it's a completely different ball team right now.
Oh, absolutely. We are a completely different ball team, and it starts with all the work that the girls have put in, starting from last year and getting better, and then over the summer and continuing to gel together. And, of course, adding Tori helps, but I really just commend all those girls for taking the time to get better throughout the summer and putting in the work that's necessary to get where we are. So we still got a long ways to go, but that's the exciting thing, is how much they've improved in 1 year. And so I'm excited to where we'll be by the time district comes around.
I had been highlighting that trip down to Jamesport as a big game, because obviously Mercer's had really good success in the HDC for about a decade running, and Tri-County they're looking to make one of those jumps in the conference standings. So yeah, they were looking to get a home win. You were looking to get a win on the road. And I saw both teams obviously play on Saturday. And on Thursday, even though I wasn't there, Coach, you got to imagine that you're just really pleased with the way that the girls handled the road trip down to Tri-County on Thursday night.
We started off really slow again in the first quarter. It was tied 11-11. Then we woke up and handled the pressure. I would say Coach Jeremy Slaughter does a great job with kind of creating chaos out in the court with his ladies, and the girls have really bought into their system of never quitting and just going all out the entire game. So Once we handled their pressure and figured out what they were trying to do and just calmed ourselves down, we were able to handle everything that they had for us. But, no, I think Tri-County, they're doing a good job of what they're doing, and they are a greatly improved team from last year. And Coach Slaughter should continue to work on whatever he's doing because it's working for him.
Yeah, they're going in the right direction. 68-36 victory for Mercer on Thursday night. So let's take a look at this week. It looks like you have a game tonight, Coach, down in Ludlow.
Yes, sir. We go down to Southwest Livingston Ludlow to face them. I haven't really seen much film on them, so I don't really know what to expect. I think they run a 2-3 zone this year, but after that, I don't really know too much about them.
Yeah, I want to say from where they've been the last couple of years, and this happens at the Class 1 level, you graduate small state kids, and it's hard to replace them. So I think they're kind of in that mode, but it's not like they're sitting there at 0-6 and 0-7 either. They've had their fair share of victories thus far, and it should be a challenging road trip down to Southwest tonight.
Yeah, we're looking forward to getting better and just kind of facing the challenge that presents ourselves and just focusing on something to improve our game.
So you played Thursday, you played Saturday, now you're playing again on Monday. Any concern about fatigue tonight, Coach? Might you go into the bench a little bit more?
No, our girls are tough. They'll handle it. They'll be fine. They're used to playing a light-handed schedule from last year and just playing five or six girls. So I like to use my whole bench all the games anyway, so they'll be fine.
Yeah. And I'm sure the girls will be the first one to say we'd rather play than practice.
Oh, 100%.
So, yeah. La Plata on Thursday, 2:30 at the Ketchum Center. That's part of Holiday Hoops, obviously. What do you know about the Lady Bulldogs, Coach? How challenging could that game be?
Well, that game will present a different challenge because I think they run a 2-3 zone again. I'm still in the process of getting film on them, but I think from last year I remember that they run a 2-3 zone. So we got to work on our 2-3 zone offense, and so that'll be the challenge itself because we've really haven't faced a team that runs a 2-3 zone yet, and so this tonight and then possibly Thursday night will be a great chance for us to work on our zone offense and just continue to get better because we faced a lot of man teams, and from here on out it's going to be a lot of a mixture of 2-3 zone and man, so this is a good opportunity for us to work on our offense and then on the same time work on our defense by mixing some things up.
I know that now, a lot of it is level of competition, certainly, but so far in the season, you've been trading wins and losses back and forth. Does it kind of feel like that just trying to get that winning streak going, that it's been a little bit in neutral right now for the girls, just trying to get that momentum toward January?
Oh, absolutely. Just getting the momentum. And like you said, the schedule was tough for us at the beginning, but I wouldn't have had it any other way because that's how you get better, is by playing up in the competition. And like you said earlier, even if you lose, you can still take something away and get better from it. And so each game, I thought we've improved and gotten better at something. So it's just all about coming, the confidence coming together and just for the girls to believe that they are a good team and that even though the record says they're 3-3, we've come a long way, and we're going to continue to get better as the season goes on.
This will be the last show before the new year. Between La Plata and then Newtown-Harris on January 4th, Coach, looks like you don't have anything going game-wise. What's kind of the plan to make sure that the girls enjoy Christmas and the holidays and they still stay in shape and you get them in the gym?
Oh, I'll give them about 5 days off. I want them to be able to enjoy Christmas and kind of relax from basketball because once they get back, we're going to be full head of steam up until about the end of February. So I just kind of want them to relax a little bit going into Christmas break and not really think about basketball a whole lot. And then when we get back, we're going to be getting ready to get back into a basketball shape and get ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, you're right. That 7-week stretch between the first of the year and then you get to about the third week in February, you're looking at districts, that's a hectic 7 weeks.
Yeah, it sure is. And so I just want the girls to enjoy themselves.
It'll be, I think I might be out of town for that first weekend. I think my family's going to be getting together on New Year's to celebrate Christmas. So whether or not we're able to do anything on that first Monday, we'll see on that. It might end up being Tuesday or Wednesday when we get the Mercer and Grundy shows in that week, but we'll make it work. Coach, I wish you a happy holiday season. I'm sure we'll see you at the Ketchum Center. Good luck with the two games this week.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you.